Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're looking at current events and we're looking at Bible prophecy, particularly because of what Russia has done. Come down, they're moving in their expansionism toward Israel, just like the Bible says they will. They made an attack into Georgia. They positioned themselves close to Turkey and then positioned themselves close to Syria and are making military agreements with Syria. As they move down, we know that we're close to the time of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, which gives a judgment of Russia. Judgment. Harvest times, no judgment. When the crop comes in, you judge the wheat from the tares. So, the judgment of the nations is taking place now and will take place until Jesus comes, and even after he comes, when he gathers them before him, as he does in Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. And he makes the, it says there in Matthew 25, 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. This is not the rapture. This is at the end of the 7-year period on earth called the tribulation, in the heaven, the marriage supper of the Lamb. At the end, he comes in his glory with all the angels with him. He will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them one from another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." This is a works judgment. It's at the end of the tribulation time. It's people who are there on the earth when he returns and stops the war with the Antichrist taking place in Israel. He will gather before him all the nations, the goyim, the Gentiles, who are on the earth at that time, and he will divide them into two parts. This is not the church. This is not Israel. This is the nations. And those nations who, during the tribulation time, fed, clothed, visited the Jews, blessed them. To those nations, he will say, the king will answer and say, "Go into the kingdom, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world." And the sheep nations will go on into the millennial period. They will have longevity restored to them in their bodies. They will still be having babies. The Bible says that if a man dies at 100 years old, it'll be like a baby died. And so they'll say, "Well, how did we get this? When did we see you sick and we visited you?" And he'll say, "As much as you did it unto one of these brothers of mine, even unto the least of them, you did it to me." He calls the Jews his brethren. He calls them that in the book of Micah as well. And so we see that nations, then other nations, will be goat nations, and you'll never hear of them again. All nations as nations, whether or not they go into the millennial age, are judged on how they treated God's holy separated nation, the Jews. Russia is going to know the judgment of Ezekiel 38 and 39 because of the terrible anti-Semitism that has been rampant in that country. Since the Jews fled the Romans and when the Romans came and destroyed Jerusalem, and some of them fled, went north into Russia, fled into other places. Then they had to flee in later centuries. They had to flee England. They had to flee Spain. And many of them came over into Poland and areas that Soviet Russia, Imperial Russia, actually took over. And the Tsarist Russia was so terrible to the Jews. The Tsars, who practiced Russian Orthodox religion, particularly came against the Jews as Christ killers. And they also did something, they developed something called pogroms, P-O-G-R-O-M-S. These were attacks on Jewish communities in Russia. If you saw The Fiddler on the Roof, it's about the pogroms and how they had to flee before one of those pogroms. These pogroms became common in the 19th century, more common. That's in the 1800s, and that's the time of the musical. Accordingly, the empire, I'm talking about the Tsarist Empire, plotted to foment hatred of Jews. And they did this to cover up the things they were doing that was wrong. They blamed everything that was happening to the peasants in Russia on the Jews. And they also did this by publishing anti-Semitic propaganda, especially in something called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. This was a fictional writing, supposedly a telling of a Jewish master plan to rule the world. But it was actually concocted by the Tsar's secret police, who allegedly described the Jewish conspiracy for world dominion. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion have given the history and popular and official anti-Jewish opinion by the time of the revolution in 1917. Many people read it. Hitler, he read it. He based a lot of what he did on the Protocols to the Elders of Zion. But when that revolution came, and they had told the Jews, you can't, Tsarist Russia would not allow any Jews to own property. They demanded, Catherine the Great demanded that they live in an area called the Pale, P-A-L-E. She decided where they could live and where they could settle. And that's why you've heard the expression beyond the pale. Tsar Alexander I regulated all aspects of Jewish life in Russia and gave laws concerning discrimination against Russian Jewry. It was a horrible place for Jews to live in Russia. When the Russian Revolution came, a lot of Jews saw that this Bolshevik revolution against Tsarist Russia would set them free. And so there, a lot of them were even took part in the first of it. But it wasn't very long until communist Russia came out against them. That old anti-Semitism that was in Russia was still there, the old spirit of it. It was still there. They were still terribly mistreated. They were not allowed to openly worship, just as Christians were not. They were not allowed to have their Bibles or their worship. And so communist Russia was a terrible thing. The Jews tried to get out of communist Russia. They were called refuseniks. They would not let them go. But when the wall fell, they were let go. God said, let my people go. And God said in Jeremiah, he said in all the prophets, there's going to come a time when I'm going to be more well known for bringing the Jews home from the north than I was for bringing them out of Egypt. And so that happened. We saw those prophecies come to pass when the wall fell and the Jews began to come home from the north. It opened, Russia opened, Jews came in, started in 1991. They started being gathered back to the land of Israel. And so some people said, well, maybe we misinterpreted Ezekiel 38 and 39. No, we did not misinterpret Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel is a marvelous book. Ezekiel. Now, I'm going to give you an overview of the book of Ezekiel. God separated the land of Israel, and he put the Jews there and blessed them. He said in Ezekiel 28, if you will obey me, these blessings will come over you and overtake you. And he had, there's a little map, if you could draw right there in your living room, and you could draw a little map, like a three-petal flower. And the top petal to the left would be Europe. To the right would be Asia. And to the bottom would be Africa. And Israel would be where all those petals meet. And all the people traveling from Europe and Asia in trade caravans or soldiers would march through Israel. And there they were supposed to see a land that was blessed. And they were supposed to know then that God had blessed that country and turned to the living God. Oh, I meant Deuteronomy 28. In Deuteronomy 28, because we're looking at the book of Ezekiel. Exactly. In Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, he gives the blessings and the cursings. And there he tells, if you obey me, you'll have these blessings. If you disobey me, you're going to get these cursings. And the biggest cursing of all is verse 64, which scatters the Jews throughout the world. But even in their scattering, he said, there's going to come a day when I gather you back. Now, the book of Ezekiel talks about, there were three prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, who prophesied that the Jews were going to be carried away into captivity. The book of Ezekiel, we're going to look at it because that's where Ezekiel 38 and 39 comes in. We're going to look at that book of Ezekiel. Jeremiah, they were prophesying, if you don't start obeying God, we're going to have to go to plan B. And plan B is that the Jews are scattered all over the world, and then just before the Messiah comes, God calls them back to their homeland and establishes them. We all know that he had to go to plan B. They did not live there in their land the way he wanted them to and exhibit a blessed nation. So they were scattered. At the time of the scattering, we have these three prophets prophesying. Isaiah prophesied a long time. Jeremiah prophesied a long time. Now it's going to happen. The temple's going to be destroyed. We're going to go into captivity. And Ezekiel is the prophet himself who prophesied that they were going to go into captivity and went into captivity with them. We're going to start particularly with Ezekiel tomorrow, but I want to tell you that we're going to be talking this week about some judgments that are coming against Russia, against Syria, and I really wish you would get that book from us, Commentary on Zechariah by David Baron, who was a Jewish man that was raised in Russia, understands so well the Hebrew of the Testament, and gives a commentary on Zechariah that's right up to date. You can get this book from us for $18 by phone. You can also get from us this week, we're making available to you, I think it's going to be a 5 or 6 CD set. We're having to transpose it over from cassette tapes, because I made this years ago when I first started going into Russia. And I tell the story of what we saw. You'll hear Billy Brim talking about something that happened years ago, but leading right up, it's giving my witness, leading right up today of Russia coming down from the north, as they're doing even as we speak. You can get that for $25. You can get this week's radio broadcast for $5, last week's for $5. And they're called a Radio Russian Witness, Week 1 and Week 2. Just call us at 417-336-4877, 417-336-4877, to order any of these Russian Witness broadcasts, because, folks, it looks like we're not too far from at least the beginnings of Russia coming down from the north into Israel, just like the Bible said. Shalom, shalom.